Evening, good afternoon, good evening. This is Christopher. It is October the 12th, I believe. October the 12th, 2020. Thank you for joining me and listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it. To understand, yourself is to understand your life. I'm a little philosophical there, but yeah, it's true. To understand yourself is to understand your life. Normalcy, everything seems to be normal. That's normalcy. Everything seems to be normal. But someone, someone's stability is in question as far as understandable concerning life that you or her may lead or may do partly on a greater scale. So yeah, normalcy. We want to be stable in our life. We don't want things and people understandably interfering with our life. Yeah. And you know, it's better if a person takes his life seriously. It's better if a person takes his life seriously so everybody can benefit and have a great understanding of him or her and yourself. Yeah, so stability and normalcy. Well, stability, you know. Normalcy, well, there is normalcy in everyone's life. What's beyond normalcy? Well, the greater good of God, the greater good of mankind. Yeah. As someone may have said before in a lifetime, the greater good of mankind. Now that's normal, and it has a lot of stability in it. Stability of so many kinds, but one stability is normalcy, and one stability is feeling and being loved in this world and in this country and in this nation. You know, we're normal. We're normal if we're loved. That's normal. Everybody needs to be loved, and that's normal. That's normalcy. Everybody needs to be and is loved. Even though you may not think it, someone in your life always will and always does love you. Yeah. So upon what we must do every day of our lives and actually do it, you have to look at what you need to be done, what needs to be done, and do it. You know, and think and say and do everything out of love. Everything out of love. Yeah. So people are good. People are really understanding. It really is so. You know, you do something to get something across to someone or something, and it's good. As far as receiving what you just did and gave, It's good. People really don't do dumb things. People really don't do idiotic, stupid, dumb things. Everything someone does is for a reason, a purpose, and a cause. So, reasons, purposes, and causes, we all have them. If we have goals and prioritize our goals, we have reasons, purposes, and causes. And then you look at everything and you promise yourself. You look at everything and you promise yourself that your life is going to be great, and promise yourself that you're going to do things that need to be done, even something so easy. Do something so easy, and the next time around, it'll be no efforts to do it. It'll come nice and understandably done in a fashion that was good. Do things that are great, do things that are good. If you do that, you're on the right track. Do things out of love, do things out of understanding. Let me think. We all, in our lifetime, we all have to pay attention. Pay attention in the moment. Pay attention while doing something in the moment. Pay attention while doing something in the moment. That way you'll go further and you'll understand how far you have to go. So it's that simple and that easy. Pay attention in the moment and even afterwards. Pay well, see, we're paying attention, so we're doing something and getting it done. So we pay attention to what we're doing and getting it done. And if it's in the moment, or if it's besides the moment and a couple minutes here or there, it's still something that's getting done. Physically, mentally, and emotionally, those are three understandings that we have with ourselves. We know how physically we know how we're doing physically, we know how we're doing mentally, and we know how we're doing emotionally. So yeah, those are three questions you need to ask yourself every so often. How am I doing physically? How am I doing mentally? And how am I doing emotionally? A lot of people are, those three things with a lot of people, they are, those are people that understand who they are, what they are, and how they are. So we understand ourselves. But do we understand life? Do we understand life? Do we know what life has to bring for us in life? Do we know what life means to us? and has to bring for us, and has an understanding with us. You know, your life has an understanding of yourself, and that understanding is a key of key importance. We all must understand how we are, understand life as it is, and even better.
Yeah.
So you know, love. You know, I think everybody understands love. I think that we do. We grow up being taught it by our parents. We grow up being taught how to love by our parents. We understand how to love after someone has come along and helped us live it. So yeah. Yeah. Love, you know, it's better than hate. It's better to love than to hate. It's better to honor, love the ones we love, and love of ourselves. Yeah. All right. Well, this is going to be one of my short podcasts, but I'm going to end this in about a minute. I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in, listening, and understanding. Three importances of my job. For who? For you? For everybody. I want to say thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'll be back for more.